Rich, thank you for that. Agenda D, general discussion. We are going to start off with an update.
Larry, we need to do the minutes.
Oh, yes, we do. I'm sorry, I ran by C. My apologies. This is a meeting minute approval of decisions for January 18, 20 meeting and January 23 conference call.
Mr. Thorburn, I'll make two separate motions. I move to approve the January 18th through 20th, 2018 Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting minutes as submitted.
Do we have a second?
Smith will second.
Mr. Smith, a second. Why don't we go ahead and take these one at a time, if we may. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion carries. Thank you. Commissioner Thorburn.
I move to approve the January 23rd a special meeting conference call minutes of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission as submitted.
Commissioner McIsaac seconds for discussion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. I've reviewed the audio record, and I just have a couple of edits. I sent these to Tammy just recently, but let me mention these. In the second sentence, they asked staff to explore other salmon recovery options. I think it's important to insert to explore adjustments in fishery restrictions and other salmon recovery options, including improvements to habitat and hatchery operations, and looking at then striking reducing populations of predators such as, and replacing that with addressing salmon predation problems from seals and sea lions. I'm suggesting, and I guess it's appropriate, I guess, for me to make these as an amendment to the motion, but let me just speak to them first. And then inserting in a sentence, additionally, the staff was directed to provide regular updates of the negotiation process to the commission in executive session under the confidentiality requirements of ongoing U.S. v. Washington litigation, and to provide updates to the public via the Puget Sound Advisory Body process when significant announcements are warranted. And then lastly, at the very bottom under C, he also suggested a joint meeting in Oregon in September, so adding the words in September. So I guess this would be a modification of the motion, so I'll propose an amendment to the motion. And then if it's seconded, I can speak a little bit as to why I think it's important in these summary minutes, and that's all they are, to add these couple of things.
Any additional questions or comments? Well, we have a motion and a second. So are you making another motion for the amendments, Don?
Yes, I'm making a motion to amend the main motion to adopt the minutes as they have been printed. And that amendment is to add these edits.
This is Commissioner Kehoe. I second the amendment.
Thank you, Commissioner Kehoe. Okay. So we have, Tammy, what's the first, can we go back and restate the first motion before we do the amendment, or are we going to wrap them together?
I think we can, for the minutes, we could just wrap them together.
Very good. Okay. We have a motion and a second, and all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same.
Mr. Vice Chairman, just to be clear, this is the motion as amended that you're calling a vote for?
Correct.
Okay, I'll vote aye.
Okay. All right, that motion carries as well. Are there any other items that are there that